Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy, and darn sexy people. Hi, everybody. I'm still home. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. It's been a year of traveling for me, and I am glad to be home. There's no place like home. Okay. Creation Station, I can't believe it, is 2 weeks from today. The in-home sign-ups are closed, but the virtual is still open if you so desire to join us. It's going to be pretty awesome. I feel like today I have to address the school shootings, which means I'm addressing shootings in general. And I have a lot of personal thoughts about this, but my job in this community is to bring you what the channel is bringing forward for information for us about this. So they said it was really a two-parter. First of all, why? Why is this going on in our country? And the first thing they told took me to is core belief number one, I can never be God, which equates to hopelessness. People have become hopeless in this country. And if you're without hope, you either give up or you become desperate. Now, why have we become so hopeless? Core belief 22, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's why we're seeing so many suicides. That's why we're seeing so many shootings, because literally they leave the God of who they are when they carry out these acts. So I'm hopeless, and I have low or no self-esteem. And then I asked why, and it took me to core belief 20. Because when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else abandons me, which equals I'm alone in the world. So if you feel into that, you'll feel the sadness and the desperation. And as we know, anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath the anger is always fear or grief. Pretty much sums up, I'm hopeless, I have no self-esteem, and I'm alone in this world. So then I asked, what do I do? What do we do as individuals and a nation? What do we do? The first thing is know it is possible to have gun control in a peaceful country. Know it is possible, because the standoff in Congress, don't even get me started, the standoff in Congress has been going on for so long that we are subconsciously or consciously beginning to believe, well, it's not possible. It's never going to happen. So we have to know it's possible. You know you have to see it and believe it to create it. Number two, do not give up. Know what you are doing will work, is working. Now, that brings us to the question of what are you doing? You know, if you can, donate. At least sign every petition that comes your way. We have to continue to state where we feel about this subject. And three, and this is really the secret to everything, give yourself permission to love who you are. Because if you are not raising yourself up, you are adding to the hopeless and the low self-esteem and feeling alone in the world. So right now, choose in this moment, I am the powerful God of me that is giving me permission to love who I am. That came in a lot on the last webinar, by the way. So around all this, we claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Oh, I so want to say so many personal things about my own feelings, and they're going, nope, don't, just leave it there. Okay, all righty. So we're going to start the show by directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain, directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction, directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Okay, they're egging me to tell you about this one other thing. And it's a true statement that energy is neutral. There is no positive energy. There is no negative energy. But in the last 2 weeks, I have been told to release negative energy from two people. So how do we come to, and I'm working through this with you live right here, how do we come to terms with the channel saying release negative energy from this person and knowing that there's no negative energy? Well, that must mean that those people have directed or allowed themselves to focus their energy in negative ways. When I say that's the highest explanation, it goes to no. All right, so am I going to a core belief? Yes. This page here, 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3. I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. Both those beliefs direct our energy in a negative way that affects how we are in our lives, how we think, how we emotionally feel, how we react. So we're all coming together to claim, I always come forward for me. That allows me to serve others and other people always come forward for themselves so that I create me. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. Boy, that makes so much sense with this one person I was working with. Wow. Total sense. Okay, now can I go to the calls? All right, so that was heavier stuff than we usually talk about. So make sure you're directing yourself to hold yourself in balance and in the light. Okay, so is anybody here? 917-627, are you here yet?
I am here. Thanks for taking my call, B. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Who is this?
This is Timothy from New York.
Hello, Timothy. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
All right. What's your question?
I have a question. I've been doing the Ho'oponopono prayer, and I got a call for an opportunity. I don't think I qualify for it, but it just seems like I've been doing the prayer. I've been grounded. I got a call for a potential opportunity. I'm trying to not panic, like, oh, this might be slipping through my fingers. I'm trying to put good positive energy to help bring it in. Any tips from Spirit is greatly appreciated.
Well, yeah, Timothy, you're saying no to the world instead of yes to the opportunity.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, why did you ask for all this to come in if you thought you weren't qualified? You see, that's a perfect example of how we abandon ourselves. Perfect example.
Okay.
We ask for what we want, and then we go, oh, my God, am I up to this? Yes, you are. You absolutely are. And you're not panicked. You're excited. It's the same coin the other side. It feels very much like the same energy. But this is exciting. You can see the power you have as your own creator. Now go seize it. Okay.
I'm going to seize it. It actually almost, like you said, scared. I was like, wait, you really do create these things around you and full of being.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do. You are the powerful God of you that magnetizes to you what you are in alignment with and feel love around. Now, don't abandon yourself by freaking out about your power. Honor yourself,
okay,
because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yep. You bet. All right, Susan. How are you feeling, darling?
Oh, I'm feeling a whole lot better. And by the way, I have a testimonial for you, my dear.
Okay.
You told me to, because of the fact that it's around, the thing with my uterus is around female things, meaning I should nurture myself more. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. And since I've been in the hospital, it's been so funny. I have, like, ordered food and such, and they didn't bring me the right. And then they started bringing me double portions of everything. I mean, they went overboard with stuff. It was absolutely hilarious, and it was wonderful that they took such good care of me, bringing me all this stuff that I wanted and everything. So it was like total nurturing. I just love it.
Absolutely, and that's, guys, the universe wants to do that for you. They want to bring Timothy what he wants. They want to give Susan more than, you know, she's even asking for. That's what the universe is here to do. But you all have to ask, and you have to be in alignment with all of that. Well, that's great, Susan. I'm glad.
So,
are you still in the hospital?
I'm still in the hospital. They just put me on a regular diet for the first time. I've been here since, what, Wednesday? And I'm just, my only question is the curiosity around the when they found out about the ovary, and if there's anything that I need to know on a more spiritual level about what's going on and
no,
what
no,
to do about
it's,
that.
It's more about the It's more about the diverticulitis.
Okay.
I have to get into the body book and all that stuff, Susan. So why don't we talk during the week and I'll give you what it is. There's also a core belief I can give you right now. This page.
Awesome.
Here. I'm scared to death to be here. So here.
That makes sense.
Here is not the hospital.
Yeah.
The diverticulitis. Being alive and moving into your power. It's so scary for you from your childhood, Susan. Your little
Susan fights you
all the time.
I was going to bring that up to you, too. In fact, when we did the questionnaires, that brought up so much little child stuff way when I was really tiny.
Yeah.
Child
stuff. That's why I gave it to you.
It brought up a magnitude of stuff.
By the way, if you did the last webinar and you did not take time to do the questionnaire and you did not take time to listen to the whole webinar, that is one way you abandon yourself.
Yeah, I still have to find the replay so I can listen to it, but
Lauren said she has sent it to you several times, Susan.
Okay, I'll look. I'll make sure that I find it. I have it.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
I'm ready to play. I have it, and I will listen to it. And I love you. Thank you so much. And have a great time at Creation Station. I'd love to be there with you guys.
Maybe next year. You got to heal right now, okay?
I have to heal.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Thank you, darling. I love you, too. Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi.
Hello.
I had one question, but now I've got another physical thing going on, if I can fit it in. But initially, I had a mild stroke almost 2 years ago. And I have been trying to figure out, and it may even have been before the stroke, what this incredible tiredness is that is affecting every aspect of my life.
Pat, the first sentence I heard was resistance to being alive. Now, they're not saying being alive as in having life. It's a resistance to being joyful and alive and interested and excited. So does that resonate with you?
Yes.
See, if we're not interested and excited and feeling alive about creating our lives, the only thing that's left is to feel really tired. When I say there, and I'm not a doctor, guys, and when I say there's a physical cause, so you know that anything you say after I am is a direction to your energy. So I bet you say to yourself all the time, oh my God, I'm so tired, don't you?
No, I come a certain time of the early evening, I fall asleep, and for the rest of the night, I'm struggling to get up to go brush my teeth or go take the dog out or just get up and stay. Sometimes I sit just so I can stay awake. I mean, I can't do anything else but stay awake. It's like almost like I'm drunk.
Right there, you're directing your energy. But there, has something to do with food. Food is the highest word. Has something to do with food. Some food that's creating this chemical reaction within you.
It's almost like sundowning. Even my mind changes.
Yes, and I get a yes on that. When I say it's because it gets dark, though, I get a no.
No.
So
no,
I start listing everything you eat from noon on every day and see if there's a pattern.
Well, the tiredness is every single day, so it's not my medication.
Somewhat, yes. Somewhat. They keep bringing me back to food. So just, I don't know, just look at that. Just be aware of it. Have you seen a doctor about it, Henny?
Oh, God. Yes. You don't get any answers. You know, I ask, is the high blood pressure medicine making me tired? I mean, it's always no, 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 no. It's not. It's not. It's not. And you do blood tests and everything's fine.
Well, I get a no on that also.
No
so
on
what?
What
else that the high blood pressure medicine is making you tired? So what else are you taking?
Well, I do thyroid and then I do tons of supplements to try and help me, you know, with all this. But I do thyroid. Basically, that's it right now.
Well, maybe you need that adjusted. I would check into that because your thyroid.
I've adjusted that.
Well, sweetheart, I adjust my adrenals every 6 weeks. So, again.
Okay.
That's where they're guiding me. Right now, you're not open to getting the information. And I understand that because so many people have not given you the information.
Right. Is it possibly milk?
Well, let's just say, is it milk?
Is it milk?
Hold on. Is everybody balanced? Is anybody switched? We're getting the highest information and understanding. I get a yes on that.
Okay.
Milk and milk products.
Okay.
So, maybe you have developed an allergy. Again, not a doctor. But start saying to yourself around 4 o'clock, this evening I'm filled with energy. Okay? This evening I'm excited to be alive. This evening
okay.
I'm looking for exciting things to do in my life. I know what you're talking about because when my adrenals start to go out, I get really tired. But when I say yours is adrenal, I get a no.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What was your second question, or have you asked it?
I ended up in urgent care. I walk dogs. This is my income just a couple of days a week. Very dependent on it. And my knee started bothering me. I just thought, you know, it's the warm weather. I'm walking more. I'm getting stiff. But suddenly the whole thing blew up. I ended up in urgent care and I had an x-ray. And now I'm wondering if it's more than just pulled ligaments. I'm in a brace. I'm really grateful to have that. But they did mention, you know, maybe the doctor will do an MRI. They said spurs. Did they say calcium spurs under the kneecap? And I'm thinking, how can I melt those down? And I'm pretty sure a pull, but I'm concerned maybe there's a tear because it just has actually gotten worse.
Okay, so Pat, guys, you know the principles. Number one, fear is the worst place you can go because it makes your brain focused on what you don't want.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys every Sunday and I love you so much, but I keep hearing you do the same thing, which is talk about what you don't want focus on what you don't want, use the words around what you don't want, isn't going to get you what you want. And your brain, no, it's not your brain, I'm being corrected, it's your mind. Your mind goes, oh, bullshit, it can't be around that. It can't be that simple. But
yeah.
That literally is the core of all of our creation. So what's your question?
Do I have a tear? Will this heal? How do I
melt
away? It
absolutely will heal. When
Thank
I say you.
You
have a tear, I get a no. When
Thank
I
you.
Say you have spurs, I get a no that at least that is worth worrying about.
Oh, good.
Let's see energetically why you caused this, because it's about walking forward.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the way it goes. Oh, my God. I'm so dependent on that money. I have to walk forward. I have to walk or I'm not going to be okay.
Yes.
Well, you got to know that you're okay. And then you walk.
Can I ask you another question?
Well, quickly, yes, because I need to share the time here.
Okay. My car engine was blown. My state insurance was taken away from me because I handed in things too late. Then I reapply. Then they say, okay, you've got it. We're going to pay back the $1,000 dental bill. And then I call and they say, no, we're not, because you were already, this is kind of what's making me.
Yeah.
So,
I want to move forward. I don't want to move forward. That's what cars are about. I don't want to get where I'm going.
Oh,
so,
I do want to move forward. But
there is definitely conflicting energy about you moving forward. You want to and you don't want to.
I think
and what that does is that makes your knee go out because it can't walk forward and you don't want to go backwards. And so you're stuck and you're trying to move. And so your knee goes, well, shit, I can't move forward with you because you're not really wanting to go forward. So hold on.
Yeah.
Core beliefs. Hold on. This page here. 1-5. Yeah, see? And we come full circle. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, if you want to move forward, you have to know you're the energy of you that moves forward.
Right. Right.
Okay? They wrapped it up in a nice little bundle for you there.
Okay. Thank you. God
yep.
bless you,
you
and
bet,
everyone.
Sweetheart. Thank you.
God bless.
Well, she served a lot of people there. Okay, we're going to Bing in New York. You're on.
Hello, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart.
I would like to know today the highest truth about the accident happened on this past Tuesday with a snorkeling boat trip, because one of the canoe poles stuck in my upper tubula, like close to the right knee, like as the captain claimed later on that he said he had forgotten mounting the secure screws back after the boat painting. So it's really bizarre for me. So I'm just asking, is there any message behind that?
Yeah, the message is that it's not your message.
What does that mean? Can you?
Well, I will. It means that you were serving him to wake up and to address the things on his boat and be responsible for the things on his boat that he needed to be responsible for.
Yes.
For you, there's nothing. There's no reason that you attracted this. And, you know, guys, sometimes we serve to help other people wake up.
Yes, I'm glad I was in the role, even I got injured. And I just thought it's really bizarre, but luckily my body, you know, has a great opportunity to heal.
Yep.
Is there any other, like, core beliefs around
nope.
or anything I'm ready to hear?
No, Bing. Nope. Just that you're doing great, so don't let this take you backwards. Let it propel you forward.
Okay,
and,
so I'm on the perfect track.
Yep, and use your own healing power to heal
yes.
The accident, whatever
okay.
happened to you. Okay?
Okay. So can you tell me, it's also happened to my trip too, can you help me to understand why I was put in the like elderly people group that I supposed to have a much longer adventure, but because of their physical strength, my explanation got literally half?
Well, that's an issue of self-esteem.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what self-esteem is.
Yes.
How special you think you are. So in that respect, you see, that's why I ask you all, ask the most specific questions you can. Because in that respect, you absolutely need to get your self-esteem in alignment. And the words they're giving me, Bing, are know and appreciate yourself more.
Appreciate myself more. Does that mean at that moment, even if it's already passed, I should bring my concern or my question up instead of swallowing it?
Well, sure. I mean, if you had paid for a whole different experience and you wanted a different experience, you're due the experience that you want. If you don't speak up, then for not getting that experience, you're abandoning yourself because subconsciously you're going, well, I'm not worthy, I shouldn't speak up.
I did speak up. The matter of the fact, it's just my partner and my friends kept saying, let it go, something like that. It's like, oh, I did something wrong.
Well, you didn't, and you allowed them to persuade you. So they were coming forward so that you then, see, they were serving you, so that you could really get in touch with, no, damn it, I'm worth it, and this is what I wanted, and I'm speaking up. Okay.
Even, okay.
All right, sweetheart. You got the answer.
Thank you.
You
yes,
bet.
Thank you so much, Lee.
You bet. Okay, Vicky in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
Hi. So I just want to get a little more clarity on the information that I was given during the webinar. And,
okay.
All right, so my statement was that I am the powerful God of me that is creating in all dimensions, joyfully and successfully. And when you were in the channel, you did help explain this, that many of us look at our creation as our life, our career, our home, but we need to expand that. We can think bigger.
Yeah.
So my question, yeah. And when I guess what I want to ask is, when I'm working on my novel, I feel very interdimensional. I feel like I'm pulling in things, images, you know, information.
Yeah.
Is this related to that more than anything? That.
Well, the first thing I heard when you explained that is live your life that way.
Oh, hey.
You go into it when you're writing your novel, and then you move out of it when you're living your life.
Okay, beautiful.
We want to use all energy in all dimensions in time and space. That gives us more power to create with. You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Question. Yeah. Okay. Kirk, what's up, dude?
Hey there.
Hi.
Congratulations on, I saw some things you're attached to on IMDb, so congratulations. They look like fun.
Oh, my God. Some big things breaking. I can't share them with everybody yet, but really big things breaking. Yeah, thank you, Kirk.
So my question is along those lines. There's a particular show or spinoffs of that show that I'm targeting, and my question is, am I clear enough on what I want for in that particular area?
That's the right question. Yes, you're clear enough on what you want, but you're not clear enough that you can magnetize it to you.
Okay.
Guys, do you understand how easy it is? Look, all I could do was record the darn exercise for you. Your job is to be in alignment and love and joy with whatever you want. While you are not having an agenda to create it. So it's not, all right, if I do this thing that Dee gave us to do every single day, you know, I'm going to get this, I'm going to win the lotto, I'm going to get the job. No, that's not going to work. But feeling the love and joy around doing it and letting it go, that's what magnetizes it to you.
Excellent.
Okay. Good, baby. That was everybody needed to hear that, Kirk, so thank you.
Yeah. And thank you, everyone else on the call. All your questions are supporting me and the community, and has been very helpful. And love and joy out to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, darling. Okay, Miss Alberta in Canada, you're on.
Misty, it's lovely to hear your voice. How are you?
Thank you. I'm awesome. Thank you, darling.
I'll make it very quick. I was trying to think how quick I can do this.
That's okay. Take a breath.
When I did have joint pain for a couple of months in the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, and the knuckles. I don't have it now, but sometimes it will come on the shoulder. I'm wondering, and it was sort of a coincidence, I did have it for the 2 months right after the booster shot. But I'm wondering if it's too much calcium, or is it a vitamin that may be causing this? Unfortunately,
you know,
I don't have it
yeah,
today.
The channel wants to know, if it's gone away, why are you still focused on it?
Because it'll come. Like, I had it this morning, and then I worked
on
it.
Well, it'll come because you're still focused on it.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And I kind of wanted that too. Okay, that's great. And I think the reason I did bring it up is that with the third booster, I'm
no,
hesitant.
No, it has
beginning.
Nothing to do with the shot.
Okay.
I already checked.
And the only reason I said that, because a lot of people sort of, I wasn't mentioning to them, but a lot of people were saying that they had it. And can I?
Okay, so wait a minute. I have to address this. Because it's exactly what I taught in the webinar. What you're talking about is the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. That we get an idea or something is put in front of us, like we read on some news feed, the vaccines cause problems in your joints and blah, 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 and all that. Okay, so as soon as we hear that, our brain then starts looking out into the world to find anything and everything that matches that. which shifts our focus to what we don't want, which creates what we don't want, until we realize that our focus needs to be consciously brought back to what we want, which is my joints feel great.
Yeah, which I was doing and which they do, but then I thought, oh, maybe I'm putting too much calcium in my body, but it's all good.
No.
Okay, that's good. Can I ask one other quick question? I know you're
yes.
There's other people waiting. With a family member that may need surgery for an eye that has turned in that had nystagmus, because of her young age at 3, they may wait till she's school age because she doesn't cooperate for them to do it. Any energetically, anything that do you see that?
Again, not a doctor. I get
no, I realize
that, it's best for her to do it now if they can figure out how to do it. Is that the right question? That's the highest question, yes.
Okay. And if they...
And if they can't, what's your question?
I guess I really don't have a question, because if it's best for them to do it now...
She's going to be all right either way.
Okay.
She's going to be all right either way. That's the highest question, yes. And for some reason, the channel believes it would be better for her to do it now. But mostly because she doesn't want to build up any belief systems around this, and they're putting this in quotes, disability.
Okay. But she's so young, she really wouldn't be building up a belief system.
Oh, honey. You start building
really?
Belief systems in the womb.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, so, and again, that will be...
to 8 years old. Conception to 8 years old is when we build all of our belief systems about ourselves and ourselves in the world, and then we build on those for the rest of our lives until we decide...
Exactly, and she doesn't seem to be cooperating with them, so I'm just curious, wonder how we can get her to cooperate to do it now.
Well, start asking that. See, nobody's asked that yet. So
okay. That's
the highest question to ask, and then your brains can start giving you answers.
Okay.
But nobody said, what can we do to get her to cooperate? To make this easier? To make this more fun for her? Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, thank you, Dee. You have a great month off. Enjoy your time off. We will miss you.
Now, what are you talking about? I'm not taking any time off.
I thought you were taking the month of June off, and you won't be doing the call-in show.
No.
Well, I misunderstood you saying that.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm working every weekend, and I'll be here on the show with you even during Creation Station.
I misunderstood that.
Yes, I'm good. Maybe other people did too. Thanks, Alberta. All right, Miss Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Hi. I have a good story first. I was part of a raffle, kind of like prizes for a group of us, and the item I wanted came up, and I said to everyone at the table, that's mine. And then, bam, that second, woo, they called out my name. I just saw their jaw drop, and everyone just went, what?
Yeah, well, that's the way it works, you know,
and
it absolutely can work that fast, too.
Right. So what do I need to get in alignment to expand that? Like when I see a job I want, I don't feel that.
Feel that 100%. Because you're putting more pressure about the job. See, this was fun. If you hadn't gotten that item, you know, I didn't get it. If you don't get the job, well, so that's the answer to your question.
Have fun looking for work.
That's
Yeah.
You're not going to create it if you're not.
All right.
See, as soon as I got myself in alignment with doing TV and loving TV and being clear about the people in TV I wanted to work with, I got two amazing offers. And that's how it works.
All right.
It's so easy, guys. And you make it so hard. Quit making it hard. The more you love life, the more life loves you. Okay? It's as simple as that. All righty?
So what can I say? What are some sayings to myself about it's fun or easy?
Well,
when I
just switch
my
mind. Just close your eyes and go to your heart. Can you feel working in a job that you love and being appreciated and being honored and feeling like you're really serving people, like you want to get up every day and go to work like I do with this show? Can you feel that?
The block
no.
or the – okay, I can feel it, but I don't feel – it would happen outside of myself.
Well,
outside of my bedroom.
Well, then that's what you have to get into alignment. See, it's not your job to figure out if it's going to happen. Your
okay.
job is just to feel the love and the joy around it. That's it.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my
Got
goodness.
It.
Okay. My Baptist preacher's going to come out here, you guys. You better be careful. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember who I've picked up and who I haven't picked up. Denise, did I get you on?
Not yet.
Okay. Here you are, baby. We've got a few minutes. What's up?
Well, I want to start by thanking you for beginning talking about the shootings, because everything you said was really in such alignment with what I needed to hear and I think what the world needs to hear. And leading into my question, so I'll tell you that. My firm belief around all of that is that all of us need to, everybody needs to get to that place of nurturing the people doing the shooting before they get to that point, you know, like pay attention to what needs to be happening so that these shooters don't feel like their only recourse is to blast the hell out of everything or everyone.
That's a true statement. And now you want me to talk about it. I see. We can't do that while we have people in leadership positions putting out gun ads like Marjorie Taylor, whatever the hell her name is, that I block out of my mind because she's so disgusting to me. Sorry, that's it.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're not voting, I don't know what to say to you. I wrote a whole thing on voting for tomorrow's e-blast with guidelines. And cannot allow the politics. This is supposed to be America for the people and by the people. The majority of people want gun control.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And I've been a Republican, and I've been a Democrat, and I've been an independent. And right now, in this time and space, the Republicans are keeping us from passing the gun control that we need. Now, that being said, that's not the core issue. The core issue is what we talked about at the beginning of the show. And until we can find ways to address the mental health of the people in this country. We have to get the freaking guns off the streets.
Yep. Yeah. So that they don't have that kind of access.
Don't please vote and vote for love. If they stand for guns, that is not love. If they stand for taking choice away from people, that is not love. And it's really interesting to me how the channel said, don't bring it up, don't go into your own feelings. Adamant about it at the beginning of the show, and I always follow the directions from the channel. And then when you came on, they said, now you
right.
talk about it.
Because yeah.
if we're not telling the truth to each other, we are enabling everything to continue as it is. It's not okay, guys. I was having a discussion with my daughter, and it just broke my heart. She said, Mommy, I want to move out of this country. And I said, oh, Gabrielle, we live in a great country. She said, no, you were brought up in a great country. I've been brought up in fear for my life. And now I'm thinking about having a child. How can I bring a child in and send her to school with all this stuff going on? This is not the country you were raised in, Mom. This is the country that I was raised in. And she's right. And it broke my heart because I love this country. I love the possibilities of this country. And I invite you all to go back and listen to the webinar on the Sixth Amendment. You will be so educated. I was. Because there is nowhere in the Constitution that says everyone has a right to bear arms. They never said it. They never wrote it. It's not a part of what our country is based on.
And that wasn't the intention when that was created.
Not
you
at
know?
All.
That wasn't the spirit of what
Not
was
at all.
Created.
Exactly. I believe it's that any legalized city, township, whatever they called it, has a right to appoint a militia that is armed to defend it. But this BS that an 18-year-old can walk in and buy two assault rifles, give me a break, guys. It's not okay.
Ridiculous.
It's not okay. Anyway, I told you my Baptist preacher, I could feel her. Did I answer your question? Because we've got to get off. Did I answer your question?
I was going to see what the channel had in, you know, what my next, see where my annoyance is that people who could be helping don't do their jobs.
You don't
but
focus
I also
on
see
them.
Where,
you don't focus
well,
on them.
It's coming
you
back
focus
to me.
On you.
It is coming
well,
back
it's coming
to me.
Back but, on you because you are focused on it. You create yourself in love and joy and let them go. See?
No, this
you
is
want,
what I mean.
You want to that, save them. You want to change them. Not your job.
What I mean is that the parallel is that I feel like I'm not doing everything I could be doing to be helping people. You know, what I do is help women step into their greatness and being all of who they can be. I'm not doing that to the highest of my ability.
My pendulum goes right to no. So why don't you start saying, I am doing everything I can do for these women that I love to empower them.
Mm.
That's the direction I am giving myself. so that you can experience what you're doing. We
yeah.
gotta go.
Got
my
it.
Producers.
Thank you.
You bet. My goodness, what a show. Yeah, I like your responses about today's show. Let's say it together, loud and proud. I love me. Woo, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.